beginning of the parasha is discussing the Menorah. There's a Pnei HaMenorah, Yayim Shivas HaNeiros. So that's a side question which we won't discuss today. It's just something interesting. Al-Mul Pnei HaMenorah, Rashi tells us, is the central one, right? And the other ones face there. So Rashi says the reason is you shouldn't even have the most remote havamin of the Eirish that needs it for the Eir of the Menorah, so it's facing in the way that it provides the least external light. But Rashi says we're going to focus on other pshat a minute. Stam, ahar and pshat, it should be El Mul, that's the central one, right? And Menorah, Yairu, how many Neiros?
Shiva.
It should be Shisha, but it's only six. They're facing towards the center. Well, how many are there outside the center?
Six.
So it should be a book name. So, okay, that's for a different time. But then, it's not an interesting hour over there. I speak about it. Whatever, take a look. There's a saying from the Ozhidov, it's called Eishnos. You take a look, and I think it's called Eishnos. Things, yeah. Eishnos, no. Whatever. Say from the Ozhidov, I think it's called. It's in here on the Parsha, he says a nice pshat, but not our Indian. So Rashi says that the reason why he was Ya'iru Abu Klishe, Yeshiva Sabaneiros, Haneiros is because Shalay Yavi La'iru. So we find in Sfarim a different taich, and two makaras for the idea directly related to the menorah, and a third one that says the same thing basically. It's a klal. The Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover in Echuntres writes, "Uklal haTorah uMitzvayseha, the klal of Torah and the mitzvahs of Torah, hem merumazim beInyan haMenorah. There were rumors in the Inyan haMenorah." Ner mitzvah a mitzvah is a ner, and Torah is called or. So now he explains. The source of light is the or. The ner takes the or and by means of the ner spreads it, right? Puts it in a different way. So he says, Shekmoy, Shahaner, Einay Meir Ba'atzmoy, Ki'im, Kishemadlikin Oisay, Mimokum Acher, Ve'oz Mekabal Or. It's like a nair, it's not nidlach. It's an atzmai. It has the light from a different place that makes the nair what it is. U'kmoichein, he efshir l'kayim ha-mitzvahs v'chol proteim im loy al yedei ha-tayr. And he doesn't just mean physically you don't know what to do because the Torah said that because you don't need him to tell them to do it. You don't have to say that. The chiddush. That means that the kedusha of the mitzvahs, when you do a mitzvah, it's a dry physical act. How does a dry physical act have any value to the Rebbeinu Shlomo? It's all Eilam HaGashmi, it's all this, you eat and you made a bracha. So what? It's a physical act. How can something Gashmi be Ruchni? How can something Gashmi pile something in Ruchni? So the reason is because of the koyach of the Torah that the Eibishter fused into the shayrish of the mitzvah, the Eibishter gave with the Eir of Torah the koyach in that mitzvah should be able to pile the kedusha, that you do something with a mitzvah, with the kiyum of a mitzvah, you're nesal. Shekvosh aner in a meir ba'atzmek, shemadlik in oisim in mokam acher, v'oz mikabel ha'oir, k'may chini efshel ha'kayim ha'mitzvahs b'chol protein, im lo'ya ha'yidei ha'torah. V'heim, where's this merumas in the menorah? V'heim zayin neiru shel ha'menorah. K'moy she'nemru, nemar, like it says, chochma is bonzo beso, chotzva amudeh shiva, it's alluding to the menorah. U'k'moy she'kosuv, shloisha kanei ha'menorah mitzidei ha'echad, u'shloisha kanei ha'menorah mitzad ha'sheni. What's the three and the three? Ki mitzvahis ha'torah mischalkim l'shloisha. There's three categories of mitzvahs in the Torah, v'heim edus chukim u'mushpatim, right? Like ma'ho edus v'chukim u'mushpatim, v'shusim v'shem elokeinu v'schem v'shailu v'chokim. Edus chukim u'mushpatim. Now there are in mitzvahs lo yisase edus chukim u'mushpatim, and there are in mitzvahs esay edus chukim u'mushpatim. Says Rabbi Isaac Chavruk, "Meshit chosum shloisha kamei b'nei mitzido echad u'shloisha b'nei mitzido asheni, ki mitzvahs ha'Torah mischalkim u'shloisha v'heim edus chukim u'mushpatim." V'heim b'mitzvos esei shebetoira, v'heim shloisha kanim sheyotzim min haMenorah, And you have it also in Loisasa, Eidus Chukim Mishpat, and Veheim, and they're the ones that are in the Tzad Smoyla Shotayim. Right? Shekol Eilu HaSholosh Chalukas Yesh Bagam Kim Mitzvahs Loisasa, Vehem Shloish Hakarim Shiva Smoyl, Vekulam Painim El Mul Ner HaMtzoy, and they're all pointed to the Ner HaMtzoy, Vehu, what's the Ner HaMtzoy? HaTorah Atzma, Limuda, the Limud of Torah, Shehi Meira Al HaNeiros, what are the neiros? I mean, successing and mitzvahs loisase. What empowers them? What gives them their koyach that the mitzvah should be meir? Meir mean ruchlis to show like the real shayrish of the bria. What the tachlis of bria? What's the kiyum of the bria? Where does that oyer come from that the mitzvahs have the innate capability to do that for you? That comes because they have vested in them the oyer of Torah. Because the oyer of Torah that's made, that's ki ner mitzvah v'Torah oyer. That's what he says. So that's what Yitzchak Reib's classic cover. My says some afurish of Chaim Voloshiner in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet Perek Lamed. Over there he writes like this. This is the Loshin of Chaim Voloshiner. V'lo yoid, el shagam oisa ha-kedusha v'chiyusan v'oiran shal ha-mitzvahs. The kedusha, the chiyus, the oir of the mitzvahs. Shem mekadshim u'mechayim es ha-odom mekamekayim om der ha-mekadish. The person who's Mekayimim, that the mitzvahs have, this is what we said, that the mitzvahs have a capacity, a capability of elevating in ruchnias a person. How's a physical mitzvah okay to elevate a person in ruchnias? Where does that come from? Hu nilkach v'nishpa, where does it come from? Rak mehakdusha v'oyru shel ha-toyra ha-kdusha. Ki ha-mitzvah les lo migarmo shum chiyus kedusha v'oyru klav. Because the physical act of the mitzvah doesn't have inherently any koyach of that. Rach mitzad kedushas oisi ois ha-toyra ha-ksuva ois be'inyan ois ha-mitzvah. So there's a kedusha in the oisi ois ha-toyra of that mitzvah, and the kedusha of the oisi ois ha-toyra of that mitzvah, that vests a koyach ha-kedusha of the mitzvah, that the mitzvah can be, that the mitzvah can be ma'ali. V'yesh l'chaven zeh gam zog to b'chaim v'loshner, in order to be exactly what the Yitzchak Reib and Kover says, v'yesh l'chaven zeh gam inyan zeh b'kosov kiner mitzvah v'toyra or. Keinyan haner she'ein lo ba'atzma shum oyer klal, rak meha oyer ha-meyer bo. Okay. So that's Reb Chaim Voloshiner. That's lehed you like what the Mitzvah has to come. But Reb Chaim Voloshiner in another place expands on that. He expands on that, and it's not only that it's meyer the mitzvahs, per se, in the specific in the mitzvahs. The Torah is a source of oyer klalis that shows the Eivishter and the Briah that's megala the Briah for what it really is. Right? Not just it gives the kayach and the mitzvahs to pilot ruchnias. It's we live in a dark world, and the light to see the world as what it really is, and not the facade of the world. That's through Torah. Chaim Voloshiner writes. Chaim Voloshiner writes in Shar Dalet Perek Aleph, famous shtickle, where he's talking about the tzaddikim who are not Isaac in Torah because they want to be misakin themselves. They're ksedin Isaac in Musar and these things. So he writes on those people shloyo Isaac in Torah. This is lashon v'gam kama ma'isa nasher kirvas elokim yachafetzu. They want to be miskarif to the Eibishter. They genuinely want to be miskarif to the Eibishter. So, but hey, ma bochru la'atzmam. They chose for themselves the mahalach to do that. That they're constantly learning Sifra Ikir Musar Kolayomim, right? Kolayomim. Beloy Kvias Ikir HaEsik B'Torah HaKadosh B'Mikros V'Halachos Mikros. Without being Kaveh HaEsik B'Torah. Now he's not saying, as people distorted to say, that you know, just learn everything will come from learning. Don't learn Sifra Musar. His time is on the people HaKayvim Ikir on the thing without the learning, but it doesn't mean that without. That even with the learning, in order to know how to evoke, how to get from the learning, to elicit from the learning, that kayach shavadu you need for here. But just he says, heim bachru la'atzmam likvaya kol ikar limudam v'sifrei ha'yiro v'usar kol ayom v'leikvias ikar ha'isik v'tayrak kvisha because of the zubas, and because of their kvias in that and not in the oimik of tayra v'adayin loyro ma'ayra yismi yemeya. They're living in darkness. V'loy noga aleihem oyer ha-Torah. The oyer ha-Torah didn't enlighten them. Hashem yislach lehem. Eibishter Yisrael should be moichel them ki kavanosam lashamayim avon lo yizu haderech yishkein bom or hatayu. So this is called stand. The Oyer HaTayr in the world. I'm not talking about the Kayach and Mitzvahs to be there. But a person goes around in the Finsternish. A person goes in Chayshah. A person lives in Chayshah. But what the world? What the world? That's it is. No. So that's the Balei Hashkofer Machshavah. This guy's a cover. Chaim Voloshiner. The same idea in a different place. The same idea you find in the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes on Shavuos. So the Sfasemes says a very, very, very interesting thing. He says, "This is even though af the istakel b'iraisu bar alma, even though the source of the whole world is the Torah, so one would think, right, that in the world, since it's built from the Torah, and the Torah is really, the Torah has an inherent kedusha." Right, that the shayrish of the Torah is kedusha. So one would think, if the stakel by rice or bara alma, so then the world has an innate kedusha, intrinsic kedusha. The kedusha should be self evident. He says, from the bria, there's a difference. From the bria, the world was nivra with asara mamoris. Right, the bria was nivra with asara mamoris. A maimer, the difference between a dibur and an amira and a dibur. Is an amira is behelim. Amira is a private thing, not a vayadaber bekel ra. So it's taka true. Avad is taka b'raisa. There's an inherent kedusha, but it's behelim. But the world was created in such a way that it's nister. It's not. You don't see it. It's not evident. Fakir, the world has. Yeah, it wasn't evident in there. So the Sfasemes, if anyone knows Sfasemes at all, in many, many places. He relates, he says, that the Aseres HaDibros of Matan Torah correspond to the Asara Mamoros. The Asara Mamoros created the world, so we have a physical world, which one is Be'etz and the Shoresh of that world is revealed, but it's very deceptive. It's an illusion, right? That one can get other values and mistakenly learn up what it seems to be light outside. One can learn up in the world that the priorities are different. That's because it was only an amira. The Dasaras HaDibros came to be megala that that's net to be megala that that's nela mitzat asara mavaros. Mitzat asara mavaros, the inherent kedusha, the shayrish kedusha is nela. Vayedaber is bekoil. He writes like this. After stakel by raisu bar almo pnimi is chi is kol nivraim hu min atayra mikol makom nivra ha'olam betzura shel helam chiyus hazeh avol b'yoy mat atayra nizgal hazeh v'nidbak ha'koyl v'hashayrish v'zehu shenem ha'arponim b'fonim dibe Hashem imochem. It was clearly evident, anyone could see that. V'chein ma sha'omru mikol dibur nismale ha'olam somit. Every dibur, it affected the whole world. That means it was nizgala, the Eibishter in the world, in a very clear and unquestionable fashion. Hakol kanal she'oz nizgala v'nimshach chiyus ha'tayr l'chol ha'nivroim. From that was nimshach, the fact that the shayrish of the chiyus of even what appears to be physical in this world is the kedusha of the tayr, is the ruchnis, right? Because amir is b'chashoyu b'hester v'dibur hu izgala she'oz nizgala. What was this gala? Shekoyach haTorah mechaya hakol umushla umayshelas al hakol. The dominating thing, the ruling thing, the controlling thing of the bria is the koyach of Torah. Ve'ikur is kavan shuvas. Ve'ikur kabbalas haTorah hiya is galus. The ikur mile of kabbalas haTorah was this galus. V'zeh shekosav b'targum. That's he brings him the targum. The targum says Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Precious Israel. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. What's he getting up? The Targum Taich is Vizgala Hashem Bahar Sinai. It was Nizgala. Now, the Iker of Har Sinai was that it was Nizgala, the inherent Ruchnius, which is Ba'atzim from the Yisoid Abriya, because the Sakha Barat, so Bar Alma, it was Nizgala, Al Yedei Matan Torah. So again, that's the inherent Kedusha that drives the world, that's the Sherish of everything. And in Torah, from the Gilui of Matan Torah, that Torah is the Eibishter, is Kesher to Torah, the Eibishter becomes evident that a person can be Zeiche to that Oir of Torah. And he adds a very interesting thing there. There's a nice title, I think, in a couple of Chazals. He says, Batsim, okay, so the Shayrish is Kedusha. Where in the overall plan, if the Shayrish is Kedusha, where does the Yetzirah fit in? Where does the Yetzirah fit in? Because it seems to be, if he seems to be the antithesis of Kedusha. No, you do have Kedusha. So, the Shasem is, you're right. It doesn't. There is no such thing. The Holy Yetzirah is an Achiza Seinayim of the physical world that has to be there to serve, that the person should mistakenly think it's a zach, right? And from this thing, it's a makom litais in this world, that a person should be aimed in the various nisyonos that his life brings, and he should go from that, be aimed in those nisyonos, and thereby be nisal in kedusha. So the Yetzer Hara is merely, it's not something mitzat atzma, it's merely there as a tool for you to be aimed on it. Because if you wouldn't have a nisayon, then a person doesn't grow. You only grow in ruchnius. You have a nisayon. You're ever a nisayon. If everybody's put on the straight path where you can do nothing else other than be mekayim mitzvahs 100% the way they're supposed to, so that there's no big aliyah in ruchnius by the fact that you did that. I mean, you were basically, if that would be the case, you're programmed to do that. So then, what's the big deal? Right? So it has to be. So the whole yitzhar has to be there just to be aichatim. So there should be a bria. So kol zman, it's nelam, and it's a matzav of asara mamara, it's zoktas vasemes. So then, the Yetzer Hara seems that there's a very real Yetzer Hara in the physical world. We don't have to be told that. We're all living in a world where we know that there's Yetzer Hara. Well, absolutely. But once one connects to the victory of a day, once one connects to the ayur, the dibur of peponim, or ponim dibur Hashem, that the, and you have the ayur of Hashem that's ma'ayur, that's meir on what the shayrish abriya is for ruchnius, so then the Yetzer Hara becomes exposed as a fraud. Right? So then the Yetzer Hara becomes exposed as something that's just a hechatim to be there for you to be mentioned. Now with that, that's what he says. That's all based on this thing that the shayrish of the world is. They said it's nail up from that. Lefiza, a couple of chazals. Number one, Vaylam Yasek on the Bateir of Mitzvahs, Shalei Lishma, Shemitech Lishma, Teirah, you should be Zeich, learn Teirah, Shalei Lishma, Shemitech Lishma, Ba Lishma, and it's brought down on the place of Ham Shepton, Shahama Oyer Shabbat Machzir El Mutav. Right? Shahama Oyer Shabbat Machzir El Mutav. How does the Ma'ir Shabbat bring you Shma? What is the Ma'ir Shabbat? The Ma'ir Shabbat is this Oyer of Teirah. Right? This Oyer of Teirah, that from the time of Matan Torah, if one is Dovuk in Torah and you have the Ayur of Torah, it sheds light on this dark world, and you understand that everything's Nirvana Shalal, right? So even if you're learning Shalal Lishma, but with the Segula of Torah, if someone is Isaac in Torah, it flips the switch and you see that this whole world, if you had a whole conjured up in your mind what the real world is, you flip the switch and you see the light and you say, wow, it looks a lot different now. Right? In that world, if you have that hakara, then it's bolish. Another chazal, which I think is even better with this, is what they call, talks about the chazal say about the Yetzer Hara, in Poga B'chom, in Uvul Zeh, Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. So they also, if I had the Yetzer Hara, bring him to the Beis HaMedrash. It doesn't say shoot him in the head. It doesn't say knock him out. It doesn't say, I don't know what, right? Nuke him. It doesn't send him to the Straits of Hormuz or whatever. It doesn't say any of that stuff. What does it say? Okay, so you're just changing the venue of the fight, right? Come. Okay, you want to do? Yeah, yalla, bo. Well, let's continue this in the Beis Medrash. The Torah says, once you come to the Beis Medrash and he's Isaac and Torah, he has, even if Shalai Lishma, like we saw, you have the Ayur of Torah. If it's the Ayur of Torah, you see that the Yetzer Hara is one big bluff. Right? The Yetzer Hara is nothing. But even that the Milchama, how you emerge victorious over the Yetzer Hara by Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash is not because you continue to fight just there. You know, you had your power pills, your energy drink, and now you can clobber him, and now you can kill the Yetzer Hara. If Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash, and through Torah, you see that there is no adversary. The Yetzer Hara Me'elov dissipates. The Yetzer Hara Me'elov disappears. Because you see that all the Yetzer Hara was an Achiza Sinai. Well, once you see the light of the Shayrish Abriyan, that it's all Kedushas of the Yetzer Hara was nothing more than Achiza Sinai. Okay, this is all this idea of the Torah being the Ayur of the Bria, what the Torah is the Ayur of the Bria. Now, that being said, in order to be Zeichen Torah, in order to be Zeichen Torah, it's not just, okay, open up, and it's up to you to, you know, yeah, I'm going to sit and I'm going to put my time in and use my mental, you know, engage in the mental gymnastics of my learning, and that's going to elevate me, and that's going to make me, it's up to me to do that, and if I do that, it's all in my hands. It's not exactly, it doesn't exactly work like that. There's a Yartzeit's next week, Rabbi Yochum. So, the Meredith Yishtikor of Yeruchim and Das Chachmo Musar Chelik Beisim and Ayin. He writes like this with such a hakdama that I'll tell you, he writes, you understand that this was, he felt that this was a very important Yisoid. Va'ato negala soid ve'ikr gotl shechayovim ve'emes lechanech al pivis tinoikish al bitzrabam. You have to start from the time that they're tinoikish al bitzrabam to be mechanech that this klal, that they should know it. And even those who do know it, chayovim kol yemeim l'shanen noy v'lachzer ol of tamid. I'm a chuyah for all their days to chazer it ibu nochamol, to make sure that they know it and it's part of their lives in a very real way. That what? She'ein lachzer. You know, perish the thought. She'kliyas teira tluya ach b'machshebes ha'odov v'dayta. Don't think it's all totally in the Machshava Sa'adim. She'im ach yirtze ha'adam lilmeidu l'kabal ha'tayra, that if a person will just want to be loymeid in l'kabal ha'tayra, ein mafriya b'yodoy, everything will be good. She'ein kan b'ayla macherim, it's not dependent on anything else except you. He says, that's not true. Here he says an unbelievable yisayit. Elo, and he brings a raya from Chazal, an irrefutable raya. Elo, the Torah is a bailam on itself. The Torah has a koyach. The Torah is a bailam on itself. And if it doesn't want to let itself be given up, it won't be given up. You won't get it. HaTorah hi bailam al atzma. V'loi b'nokel, and not easily yizkeh adam lefaisa, will a person have the koyach to be mefayas the Torah, she tisratza Torah l'aleches eila. And then he brings a raya from Hamina. If you would say the payet on Yontif, so you who have Yontif Sheni would have said a payet, which the mocker of that payet is from Chazal, right? Which the mocker of payet is Chazal, that it goes through the whole hishtalshalus of Kabbalah Sefer, of Torah in the Torah being in the world, not being in the world from day one, and in a number of stages where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Nisratza, felt, yeah, I mean, it's an appropriate time to give the Torah. He wanted to give the Torah, for example, to Adam Arishan. The Torah says, I ain't going to Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan ate tonight's Adas. I mean, you can even meet this a person like that. Right? So the Torah prevented itself from being given. Now, what that means is, you know, you're going to become a kaifer b'ikar, and that's that, you know, that the Eibishter can be overruled. That's because that's the way the Eibishter made the bria, that should be the kayach and Torah, that the Torah should have to be nisratza in order to be given. It's not, you know, take it to where idiots would take it. So, Adamarishan, next stop, the Eibishter felt, noyach matzachay b'nei Hashem, noyach would be a great person. Torah, I'm giving you to Noyach. The Eibishter said, no, you're not. No, he got drunk. He's not a roy person. And from what happened from that drunk, he's not a worthy person of being given the Torah. So what do you see from here? You see from here that the Torah is a bailam. The way that the Bria is set up is not, you just can't come and take Torah. Torah has to be disrupted. So there's a certain code of conduct, a certain approach, a certain emunah in Torah, certain ideas that you have to have in order for the Torah to be Nisratza. You can, rather than to a certain extent, understand certain things on certain levels, maybe, in the Torah, but it's not Torah with the Kedusha of Torah. Torah with the Kedusha of Torah, that the Torah is a Bailaman. That's what Yerucham just said. The Torah is a Bailaman itself, and the Torah has to be this Rat. Now, what does that mean? So that there's a Mitzvah, there's a Sefer called Er Kadmin. It's put out a long time, 400 years ago, 300 years ago, the Maram Chazik Chagiz. And in there he brings a kuntres from someone, I don't know who, it's called Marganisa de Beirav. In Sfarim, the Sefer Yira, it said in the Sefer Reshes Chochman Shara Yira, Perek Tesed quotes it. He says there like this, this said Marganisa de Beirav, Ashrei mi she yir osay al ponav. Ashrei mi that he's a Yirei Shemayim. Shehu onav. And Ashrei mi shehu onav. Ashrei mishu tzanua be'enov, tzanua yirishamayim, onov. V'ashrei mishu matel lishmoya das b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Ashrei mi, that his whole interest in Torah is dovek in a burning rotzen to learn more and more Torah. Torah Hashem, then in that case, listen what happens. Torah Hashem t'mima, v'oimedes lifnei ha'odom b'shoshu ha'isek b'mishnosim. The Torah is in front of the person when he's there, and the Torah is telling the mensch, yeah, Hashem imcha gibor hachayil, hine bosi lelamdecha, I, the Torah is very, came to teach you. And that's the Eibush, the Torah is the words of the Rebbe Shalom. Hine bosi lelamdecha, al kein yotzosi likroscha l'shachar panecha, v'emtzoecha, and how to find you. Ashrecha im tizkireni. You have to want to have to learn Torah, to keep the Torah, to preserve it, to remember the Torah. Ashrecha im belibcha tizfineni. It'll become part of you, not an external mental gymnastic, but it'll be belibcha tizfineni. Ashrecha im tekaimeni, ashrecha im tishmeeni. Ubechol yoim iyuz mamecha. Everything should be focused on a chukra for Torah. Be your buyamah. Ad kam l'shayne. So, Chlorah, the Torah is a balabos. The Torah comes agav when you say, one of the brichas of Torah is, right, the second bracha is, I'm a lamed Torah lamo Yisrael. Let's say, gave Torah to Yisrael, and now we're learning Torah. I'm a lamed Torah. The Eibishter is a lamed. It's a lamed Torah. Because the Torah stands in front of you, which is not some Eibishter in front of you, saying, okay, I'm here to learn. Yeah? So next time you think about, yeah, should I, like, those who offer, should I schmooze, or should I get up, or should I, whatever thing, right? Yeah, so the guy sitting next to you, who's officially your chavrusa, might either mind or not mind, but think about what the Torah thinks about it, you know. The Torah is there, coming to learn with you, and say, see you later, I need to come. You know, how you doing? I'll be back, don't worry. Okay. Put those up. So there's a tremendous higher in Torah. But the Torah is a balabasa in itself. And in order to be zeichel that Ayur of Torah, you have to have, that's what he spells out, all these things. You have to have Yerush Shemayim. You have to appreciate that there's nothing other, that there's the Eibush, to be connect with the, to understand from the Aseres HaDibros, where it was this Galilei and Kael, that it's just the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Ratzin has to be for Torah. The Ratzin has to be not to mentally retain Torah, just to become a Chamer and I say Svarim. The Ratzin has to be to internalize the Titzbeneni, in that you'll put it deep inside you, in the depths of your soul, it'll become part and parcel of you, and that will mamela dictate how you conduct yourself. That person, the Torah says, I came all this way, I came to learn with you. Now, there's a Tanai, Kaidim Lamaisa, for all this, that he doesn't discuss, but that's all part of it, probably. It's the first thing is you have to be Machshev the Torah. If you're not Machshev the Torah, what are you doing? Yeah, it's something I'm doing right now. Okay, yeah, fine, okay. And then, you know, I'm a balabos on loan for a year, or two, or three, and I'm whatever. You know, that's not called machshav. The machshav of the Torah means the Torah is going to be a part of the life for the rest of my life, which means that whatever I will be doing, I will be doing. It could be the American mother's dream, a lawyer, a doctor, if you're slightly retarded, an accountant. You know, those, like the comedians used to say it back in the day. But what do you call it? Okay, you could be the American. But you're someone who's Dovah Katero who happens to be a doctor. You're someone who's Dovah Katero who happens to be a lawyer. If you're slightly retired, you're someone who's Dovah Katero who happens to be an accountant. Okay? Right? So that's all what you happen to do. But who are you? What's your dveikus? What are you? What's your rotzen? Your from your very being. What do you want? The rotzen service. If it's a rotzen of Torah, and you know, because it comes from a realization of what Torah is, of what Torah is, then with the and you want the yiskereini, it's benaini, and all of that. Then you zecha to the hour of Torah, and there's no limits to the hour of Torah. Then the world opens up. The world that opens up for you is a totally different world than without Torah, what appears to be a real world, and is Lagufa Shaldover no more than Achizas and I. I was going to end with, since it is Rabbi Yerucham's Yerucham, I saw Meredith Yisod in Rabbi Yerucham yesterday, that it's a one-line thing, two-line thing. The Pasuk says, as in this week's parasha, the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tainus to the Rabbi Yerushalayim, right, Chiyanoichi, did I create it? Did I create Klal Yisrael? Chiyanoichi, Yilidiyu, Chisoy Merelai, right? Soeyu b'chekecho, kasher yasar, soeyu b'chekecho. You should carry God's Klal Yisrael, kasher yisrael, and so on. In fact, Rabbi Yerucham. So what's the Pasuk say? You know, did I then give birth to them and create them that you should have been, that you should be telling me that I have to carry them? Question. Where did the Eibushter ever tell me he has to carry them? That implies that there was a time where the Eibushter said, Sayyu v'chikana. Zogstra v'yuchim amayradik yisod, and it's a yisod in life. Where did the Eibushter say it? Because the Eibushter gave Moshe Rabbeinu the kayach to do it. And the Eibushter doesn't give the kayach to do something for nothing. If the Eibushter gave Moshe Rabbeinu the kayach to carry Gantz Klal Yisrael, that's an amira from the Eibushter to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's you have to do that. You have to do that. That's an amira. Amira being not amira pro, just to the written. It's not a public thing. That's your thing. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. That's the tzivu. That's the tzivu. It's a very ridiculous thing. It's a core. If you're given the opportunity, if a person has kish, if a person has kalim, it's a very nice thing to have the kalim. But it comes. It's a schus to have the kalim, but the schus comes with a chayv. The Eibushter didn't give it for you to waste it and to eat, drink, and be married. The Eibushter gave it to you. That's an amira from the Eibushter. Just like it's an amira from the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's an amira. If a person's a Baal Kishrin and he can learn, or he appreciates the Hasmada, has the Zitzflesh, one or the other, there's Messiahness in both. Whatever it is, the Eibushter is telling you, use it. It's a tzivui of the Eibushter to use it. It says by Shiluach HaKan, it says, Ki yikore lefanecha kan tzivu. It's a Chazal Darshan, Ki yikore lefanecha kan tzivu, Chazal Darshan prat lemezumek. That the only time there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is if you chance of it happen upon it. If not, there's no such thing. To set up the situation, there's no. So what does it mean? Chazal Darshan, Ki yikore lefanecha, Loshan Mikra. Right. Like it's a mikra, it should happen upon. So if it's a mikra, how should it be spelled, with a hay or with an aleph? Spelled with a hay. Right? Trouble is, it's spelled with an aleph. It's spelled with an aleph. It's a kriya. Right? The Teretz isn't Sainoach. The darshaning from the kriya, the darshaning mikra, part of the zoom, and it says kriya. Do you think when you happen upon a shiluach hakan, do you think it's really a roll of the dice that you happened upon that? Any mitzvah, any matzv that presents itself with something to you, that is something you can do for an aliyah and luchnias, that's a kriya from the Eibushter to do it. That's tzivui to do it. It's the same yisod. Anything, if you have the kriyas to do something, realize that's a kriya from the Eibushter. So now, we all have the opportunity to learn with the Rabbi Nishalala. You have the opportunity to learn with the Rabbi Nishalala. Learning with the Rabbi Nishalala. You know, with all the chavrusa, I can't learn with this one, I can't learn with this one. There's one chavrusa you can't zog up. There's one chavrusa that you're not going to shake. And all the complaining in the world is not going to get anybody to change that chavrusa for you. And that's the Eibushter. And that's the Eibushter. And we all have that capacity. And if you have that capacity, say, you have a tzibu, you can do it. Use your potential. If you do use your potential. You can be zeichet to the emes oyer of the Torah, the oyer of Torah oyer that's meir on the mitzvahs, meir on life, makes the yetzer hara appear as it is in reality. Nothing more than that. He's a sinai, and you can bring light to yourself and to the entire world. John.